Hey everybody, today is Friday, May 22nd. My name is Jordan and this is the Best Version of You podcast. Just wanted to, as always, remind everybody that this is, in fact, a listener-supported podcast. And what that means is, the donations, the gifts that I receive, they go toward buying books and different materials and seminars and classes and collaborating with other individuals and just giving me more freedom to make more content more frequently. So it doesn't go towards like buying me a new car or anything like that. Also, 10% of all donations go towards St. Jude's Children's Hospital. For people who are not Michiganders, St. Jude's Children's Hospital, they... obviously, they're a children's hospital, and none of the kids, nor their parents or families, receive any bills from St. Jude's while they're getting treatment or care at the facility. So it's a really cool charity. It's a really cool organization. So that's where 10% of the proceeds go, or donations go. Also, if you enjoy the podcast, please share with your friends or post it on social media. Again, you know, this is not only is this a new podcast, but... it's not, I don't spend the money, I don't spend my money and I don't spend the donations on advertising, at least not yet anyway, or marketing my podcast. So all growth is totally organic, which is fine. It's just slow, obviously, and can't make as an impact as I'd like in terms of number and listeners and overall to, donating to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. So with that being said, last podcast, I briefly discussed how being a proactive person is a prerequisite of changing your character and really changing anything in your life in a positive way. I talked about it a decent amount, but that definitely wasn't the focal point of that podcast, and I just feel that it's too important to not talk about it further, to not really unpack that entire thought into more detailed ways. And upon writing this podcast, I have two more pages than I did last time. Hopefully this podcast won't be near as long as last time, even though it's double the length and content, but there's still more that I want to talk about in regards to this, so I'm glad that I did it. I think that it's extremely important. So the decision, notice the word decision there, the decision to be proactive or reactive will alter your life in one of the most drastic ways you could ever fathom, especially when that choice is compounded over long periods of time. So what I mean by that is... It's gonna alter your life in a very drastic way, whether you're proactive or reactive. It's just which direction. Does it alter it in a drastically negative way, or in a positive way, an optimistic or a pessimist? You know what I'm saying? It's your choice, and whatever way you choose, it's gonna be altered in a drastic way, and it's up to you whether you want to go up or down. It's up to you if you want to be positive or negative. That's your choice. That's my choice. That's everybody's choice. Last time I basically simply explained what it means to be either proactive or reactive, and then gave a few examples and quotes to get my point across. Like I said, I knew it was important when I covered that in the podcast last time, but the overall premise of that podcast was to talk more about character. That was just kind of really on my own mind and soul throughout that week, so that's why I gave the character so much attention. But now I want to swing back and cover this. So for anyone who didn't listen or doesn't remember, proactive people or people who are not defined by their current feelings, moods, situations, environments, other people, reactive people are people who are affected by situations, environments, and people, and rainy days, and when the sun's gone, and you know what I'm saying? Like if the sun's out, they feel good. If the sun's gone, they don't feel good, so to speak. I know that there are some people who have, you know, like personally, I have seasonal depressions, like during the winter when the sun's, you know, I hardly ever see the sun, mostly because like I work, so I'm indoors all day. I go come to work when the sun's down and I come home when the sun's down. So for that, for long periods of time, something like inside of me changes, and I can't really make myself not feel that way. I can do certain things, you know what I'm saying, to like help me cope and make me feel better overall to a certain degree, like running and lifting and eating right and getting enough sleep. But there's nothing that can totally change it. But what I mean by that is just some people who are just like a negative Nancy when it's raining outside, you know what I'm saying? Or like, for me, it would be traffic. Like I can really get negative and complainy when it's, you know, all backed up on the highway or people driving like idiots, in my opinion. And, so what I'm saying, reactive people, they let themselves be, they let their current feelings and their decisions, rely on or influenced by their situations and their environments. So I wanted to dive into this topic more by starting with this quote: highly proactive people do not blame circumstances, conditions, or conditioning for their behavior. Their behavior is a product of their own conscious choice based on values rather than a product of their conditions based on feelings. So he gives a great quote of what it means to be proactive. And then at the end, if you're listening, he says rather than a product of their conditions based on feelings. So he talks about the reactive person there without necessarily saying, hey, this is what a reactive person is. So I wanted to lead off with that. That's way better than the rant I went on to explain it to you. You know, it all means the same, but that quote from him was probably way more understandable. So that's why I threw it in there. Now, there are two things from the quote I just read that I want to speak to. One is that we have something that separates us from the rest of the animal kingdom. As humans, we have the ability to feel something, right? Our emotions. We have the ability to assess and recognize those feelings. You know, say, like, you can feel it and then you can recognize, oh, I feel this way. And then we have the ability to choose whether or not we act towards or against that emotional feeling. You know, we have the ability to feel angry, to know we're angry, feel angry, and then not act angry. Okay, that's something that separates us from animals. And everybody has that ability. It's, for some people, it's been exercise. It's like a muscle. For some people, they've been going to the proactive gym for a long period of time, and so it's a lot easier for somebody who has been, you know, being quote unquote lazy, lying on the couch, as far as being proactive is concerned. And so it's really hard for somebody like that because they haven't trained those parts of their mind, that's basically what it boils down to. And in this day and age, especially, of like, you know, quote unquote, living your best life, many people choose to be led by their feelings and their moods. You know, whatever they want in that moment, whatever they feel in that moment, that's what they're going to do. I want to live my best life. If I want to go drinking, I'm going to go drinking. If I want to do this drug, I'm going to do drugs. If I want to have sex, I want to have sex. And then they just go and they just do it, right? They want to do it. They have the impulse to do it. And so they go and do it. And I mean, if you ask me, that's, first of all, that's one of the biggest problems for this generation, the generation that I'm in. I've been that person for a decent period of time. You know, I'd say most of my adult life until like the last 2 years, and you know, I still very easily slip back into that way. But at least, you know, I'm aware of it now, which is a milestone in and of itself, and it happens less often, less often, less often. But it's there's never perfection. You never reach a point. We're all gonna continue to battle with these things, so there's nothing to be ashamed of that. Oh, nothing to be ashamed of regarding that. If you ever wonder why this generation is one of the most unhappy, unfulfilled generations in the history of this country, that is almost exclusively behavior. Isn't it funny? if you pay attention, if you look at your Facebook friends, if you look at your Twitter friends, if you look at your Instagram friends, the men and women, the boys and girls who just do whatever they want the moment they want to do it are almost always the most unhappy people. Almost always. Now, you know, if somebody is fresh into doing that, they're first of all, when you first start doing it, yes, you feel great. Of course you do. But it's not. That's how it always is with everything, man. It's when it becomes excessive. It's when it's not in moderation. When it's over the top. That's when people get super depressed because they reach a max point where that thing that was so much fun, right? They just do it all the time. So now it's not nearly as much fun, and there's nowhere to go because that was the. You know what I'm saying? Like they went to the highest bar. They set the bar so high. So now they either A, have to be miserable in doing this thing that once really excited them, or now they have to reach a new high. And that is really dangerous. And I can speak from experience. So reflect on that. Like I also said in the last podcast, you have to be willing to be honest with yourself. Do you consider yourself a reactive person? Do you consider yourself a proactive person? Do you consider yourself somebody who gives in to every single impulse that you have whenever you want it, however you want it? Or are you somebody that tells yourself no? Which I'll get to that in a minute, and why that part is so important. Stephen Covey, he once said, the willingness to subordinate what you think you want now for what you want later, this process produces happiness. So that was kind of just talking about what I just said. Telling yourself no to something that you think that you want now for something that you want in the future equals happiness. It equals happiness because the thing you want right now is usually not the thing you should have. And the thing that you want in the future is usually something that you should have. So it equals happiness because the only way you're going to be able to get that thing you want in the future is by not having the thing you think you want now. Obviously, there are anomalies and there are things that don't fit that criteria. But overall, that's typically, as far as, you know, all these books that I've read and my personal life experience have gone, it leads me to believe that. So the second thing is values. The second thing I wanted you to take from that quote, I'll read it again. Highly proactive people do not blame circumstances, conditions, or conditioning for their behavior. Their behavior is a product of their own conscious choice based on values rather than a product of their conditions based on feeling. So the second part of that that I wanted to discuss was values. Proactive people align their actions, their words, and behaviors with their values. They do not allow feelings and moods to cause them to act outside of those values. How many of us do that? How many of us look at a situation, an event, look at an environment, a person, and when forming a response of some kind, think, does this align with what I believe to be true? Does this align with my values? You know, personally, I can say that I've done this very seldom, if at all, in my life until very recently. Like I said, you know, in the past, in the last 2.5 years is really when I even noticed it. I would say only in the past year to 6 months have I actually been able to have any sort of success in doing it. And it's a process, man. It's a process. One of my podcasts that I made like 2 years ago when I kind of started all this stuff was about the process. The process is unavoidable. The process is like the... a farmer, man. Like, in order to get the crop come harvest season, you got to work the fields, you got to plant the seeds, you got to water, you got to give it sunlight, you got to keep it safe from animals. You have to do all this work for months and months and months, every single day, long hours, blood, sweat, and tears. It's how the world works, man. It's an unchanging law, just like gravity, just like friction, just like anything else. You have to put in the time, and it's long. It's a long time, and it gets better and better and better and better and better over that long time. But you just got to keep working. So I'm not ashamed to admit that, and neither should you. I've always been a person who is going to act and treat you how I feel in that exact moment. you know, like I said before, which when you're an unhappy person isn't ideal. All these people who are giving in what they want, just like I was, and you become unhappy and bitter. And so you treat people how you're feeling in that moment. That's not how you want to treat people. You may be able to fake it for a while. You may be able to fake it to, like, you know, your acquaintances and people who you don't necessarily have a deep relationship with anyway, but it's the people that see you every day, the people that really know you. And those are more than likely the people you have really deep, meaningful relationships with. And the more you see them, the more interactions you have with them. You can't be fake every time with them. And so those are the people that you end up hurting. And I can also speak from experience regarding that. I'd like to read another quote regarding, sorry. I'd like to read another quote from Stefan, from the book that I'm reading. The quote is, "The ability to subordinate an impulse to a value is the essence of the proactive person. Reactive people are driven by feelings, by circumstances, by conditions, by their environment." So I want to read again one part of that. "Proactive people are driven by values, carefully thought about, selected, and internalized values." Oops, sorry. I said I wanted to read that part again, but that was just the end of the quote. I have these notes and I highlighted it in bold. And I thought I remembered what that meant, but I apparently forgot. So sorry. So let me repeat it for the second time. "Proactive people are driven by values, carefully thought about, selected, and internalized values." How many of us have carefully thought about and selected the values which we base our life around? I know that until very recently I haven't. But I want to say now, even if you haven't done this, even if you haven't thought about what values would I like to align with, who do I want to be, even if you've never done that, that doesn't mean that you don't have values. What it means is that something else outside of yourself is choosing your values for you. That's what it means. And that, to me, that's pretty scary. How scary is it that we allow something outside of our control decide for us what our values are going to be and how we're going to respond to things? That's, you know, we're not consciously choosing to do that, but indirectly you are doing that. That's exactly what you're doing. It's like, a lot of parents say this for kids. Like, if you don't teach your kids the difference between right and wrong, or if you're a Christian or whatever your religious belief is, if you don't teach your kids, somebody else is going to teach them those things. And they're going to learn it from somebody else. It's the same way. You are going to get your values from environments, scenarios, other people. You're just going to be basically controlled if you don't decide for yourself. So this is what I suggest, and this is what I did recently, actually. I suggest you grab a piece of paper, a small piece of paper. Maybe for you it has to be big, depending on how detailed and into what you want to get. So grab a piece of paper, think carefully, and select values that you want to operate your life in alignment with. Take your time and literally write them down on a piece of paper with a pen or a pencil. Write them down. Take some time. Take an hour. Take 2 hours. Take a week, however long you need to go through and come up with some real values that you want to live your life in alignment with. And then when you get it, make copies of that list, post it everywhere, carry one around with you for sure. Carry that list around with you everywhere you go, in your wallet, in your purse, in your phone, in your pocket, whatever. Tape it to your forehead. Every time you're faced with a tough situation, a difficult person, whatever the case may be, pull out that list and look at it and think through your response and think to yourself, is what I want to say, is what I'm thinking of doing or saying or whatever, is it in alignment with these values? If it's not, then there are two possibilities. You either have picked wrong values that you want to live by, or you've chosen the wrong response. Either or. I literally suggest you do that. I have been doing that, and I tell you what, it gives you, it's like a compass. It's like making decisions on reacting to tough situations. It just takes the thinking out of it, because you want to, when you're going down the list and one clearly violates one of your values, you know that's not what you should say. I mean, it's very simple. It's very simple. And I highly suggest you do it if you want. You know, I guess I'm not gonna go through my entire list, but I'll give one example. One of the examples of my values is that I wrote down is give full effort. So if I want to give full effort, does that mean give full effort as long as my girlfriend, my boss, my friend notices and reinforces what I'm doing? Does it mean only give full effort when I'm being rewarded for it? No, it means no matter what, no matter the circumstance, I'm going to give my full effort, my very best. Okay? That's what acting in accordance to your values is. Because most of the time, it's frustrating because people think that like doing the right thing is always easy and it should come naturally and they make you feel guilty for not. But I can tell you, and I've talked to many people in the same situation that it's in a similar situation that it's not easy. In fact, most of the time, until you retrain your brain, most of the things that pop into your head are going to be things that you shouldn't say or do. If you've never tried to do any of this, if you've never tried to change your character and change your values, almost every time until you start to think differently, almost every time what you want to say, what you want to do is going to conflict with the values that you wrote down. I'm just being honest with you. I want to make this clear. Being a proactive person isn't fun. It's not easy. I mean, it's fun because the results are fun. The results are enjoyable, but the process is not fun. It's like playing football. I loved going out, and I played football in college. I was a wide receiver. I loved going out, making the play, taking the big hit, getting back up, winning the game, whatever the case is. You know, that feeling is just so amazing. I don't feel any. When I get hit hard, I don't feel nothing. I don't feel soreness. I don't feel pain. When I'm in the game, my adrenaline's going. But the three-hour practice the Wednesday before the game sucks. And so does the Tuesdays, and so does the Mondays, and so does the Thursdays, and so does the Fridays, and so does the Sundays after the game. They all suck really bad, and I hated it. I mean, there are some aspects, of course, that I like, but overall practice sucks. That doesn't mean that I don't love football or that football wasn't fun. It just means that one aspect of football wasn't fun. But I was willing to trade all of that suffering for the 15, 30 hours of weightlifting and practices leading up to the game. I was willing to trade all of that for that three hours-ish of game time. And that's what I'm saying here. So a proactive person isn't fun or easy. In fact, like I was saying, you know, just to be honest here, it's really, really hard, and sometimes it sucks. This is like my football example. Sometimes it sucks. But again, I'll bring up Covey's quote, the willingness to subordinate what you think you want now for what you want later. This process produces happiness. I'm telling you that consistent action in the same direction for long periods of time equals change and happiness. If you're moving in that direction, then happiness. It always produces change, but not necessarily happy change if you're going in a negative direction. So if you're going in a positive direction doing these things for long periods of time, it will produce happiness and you will change. It's inevitable if you just keep grinding. In that example I give, in the example that I gave, how I wanted to give my full effort or whatever. In the example, the thing that I want now is not to give my full effort, right? That's what I wanted. In those examples, if my girlfriend, boss, friend wasn't noticing, if I wasn't being rewarded for it, the thing that I wanted now was to not give my full effort. Because why would I give my full effort? I'm not getting rewarded. I'm not getting noticed. I'm not getting the promotion, whatever, right? That was the now. Because I feel it's not recognized to the degree to which I'd like it to be, all this stuff. But the thing that I want in the future is a promotion. It's a better work ethic. It's a stronger character. The ability to do right when no one's watching. It's a simple concept. Either I will subordinate those things I listed I wanted to do so that I could have those future things I said I wanted, or I make the easy choice, which most of us make, and I can compromise my character and values by choosing not to give my full effort, which will result in me not getting those future things. You can't have both. You must pick one. You can't have your cake and eat it too, as the expression goes. You know? Either you're going to miss that party and you're going to get that good grade, or you're going to go to that party and you're going to flunk. Either you're going to maintain your car when you don't want to and it's hot out or whatever, or it's cold, or you're busy and you want to relax. Either you're going to maintain your car and it'll last a while, or you're going to neglect your car and you're going to have to buy a new car every 2 years when it breaks down. It's a very simple concept, and it's an unchanging law. Happiness stems from subordinating what you think you want now for what you want in the future. It's just the way it is. And I lived so long in the way of following my impulses and just doing whatever I want, whenever I wanted, that I have ruined my life on multiple occasions by doing that. I hate to use the word ruin, because I feel like I should read the definition of ruin to make sure, but I feel like it is probably something beyond repair, which would not be the case in my life. But at that time, in that moment, it ruined my life. It sure felt like it. So I'm just speaking from experience here, and I'm speaking from other people's experiences. So again, it's not just like my opinion. It's what a lot of people think. Over the course of roughly 230 some years, all of the literature regarding self-development and self-growth from 1776 until now are things that I look at. So it's pretty consistent over a pretty decent amount of time. So this is real true stuff. And all of this is real true stuff, and it's a lot of process, and it's a huge decision to make. It really is. Like I said, it'll greatly affect the trajectory of your life. And it's up to you to decide if you want that trajectory to be positive or negative. If it were easy, every single person in the world would be doing it. But the easiest choices in life are most often the wrong ones. This is an important, very important topic. And I have much more to say. But I kind of want you to chew on this concept until the next podcast that I make, which I'm going to try to do one every week. It's hard sometimes with work, and like I said, just not having a lot of free time to do it, but I'm going to try to do one every week. We'll see how that goes. My next podcast will be a continuation of this topic and just different areas of the proactive and reactive person. You know, it won't be like repeat material, but it will entail a more detailed look, like I said, into the lives of a proactive versus reactive person. You know, like I said, I don't want to overload. It wasn't a bunch of content. It wasn't a bunch of material. Like, I can't remember all of this. That's not what I'm saying. Nor am I insulting your intelligence. What I'm saying is, it's a big decision. It's a big decision to decide, because guess what? I'm 24, right? I quit drinking alcohol when I was 22. Imagine that. Imagine the demographic of my age group. Do you think a lot of kids, when they're 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, on a Saturday night want to go bowling? Or, like, you know, there are some people, but if they want to go bowling, they want to drink, or they want to go out to the club, or they want to go to dinner and they want to drink. And I just, you know, there's nothing, I'm not saying that you're a bad person if you want to drink. Personally, I think it's poison. It literally is poison, which is why you feel the way that you feel. But I'm not saying you're a bad person for drinking alcohol. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I'm saying is, you can think that there's nothing wrong with that, but you can also agree that there's millions of other things that you could be doing that are actually benefiting your health, your mental health, your emotional health, your physical health, whereas that is taking away from most of those things. So that's one of the reasons anyway that I choose not to do it, and one of the reasons I choose to stay away from situations like that, just because I'm doing a lot of different things with my life besides clubbing and drinking and partying and all that stuff. I'm progressing and growing as a person and trying to bring in new and different streams of income and build relationships with people, repair relationships with people. I'm on a different, not a different level, like higher than that person. That's not at all what I'm saying. I'm on a different zone. I'm in a wholly different world. I just don't think like that anymore at all. And that is, again, I'm not like saying like I'm superior, like this great person. That's not at all what I'm saying. I'm just saying that that's why for me, I just choose not to do it. And so that being said, it's a hard decision to decide that you're going to tell your friends no during those things, right? If something that you want in the future requires you not to go out drinking every Friday night and Saturday night, or clubbing, or spending a bunch of money going shopping, or whatever, if whatever you want in the future requires you not do the thing that I'm talking about, or whatever that thing is for you, your friends, I can promise you, most of your friends are going to go do that anyway. And so it's going to be, because not a lot of people think like this. I mean, there are a lot of people, but in correlation to how many people there are in the world, there's not a lot of people that do this. So it can be lonely if you don't surround yourself with people who are like-minded, and it can be frustrating, and you can feel like it's not worth it. And it's, you know, those are all real feelings, and I felt the same way. I felt that same way, and I still do from time to time. Not near as much anymore, and definitely not to the same degree, but I know what I'm doing is right for me. I know that this is the way that for me to be happy, and I've seen other people share the same experiences. This is the way to be happy overall, is not doing what you think you want now for something you want in the future. So you have to be willing to go against the grain. You have to be willing to go against the crowd. You have to be willing to potentially lose friends. It's just the way that it works. It's like I said, it's not always fun, but the end result is fun, and the end result is better than anything you could ever imagine, I'm telling you. It really opens your eyes when you start living a different way and you see just how different the world is. And it really changes you when you meet somebody who does this stuff for real, and you just see that they're just different than every person you meet. It's crazy. It's really crazy. So I'll leave you with that. Again, just like last podcast, I want you guys to feel free to reach out and email me. I actually made a specific email instead of just my name. I made one just for this podcast. So it's a long email address, but it's called thebestversionofyoupodcast@gmail.com. That's the email. Once again, it's thebestversionofyoupodcast@gmail.com, all spelled out. And I just want it to be separate so that I know all emails that get sent to there are people who are trying to communicate on here, and I don't miss anybody. So, I just want to reiterate to everybody once again that I'm not an expert, that I don't have all the stuff figured out, that in fact, I still fail at the very things that I share with everybody on here. And that's, as I said before, that's just life, and that's the process, and that's how it works. We never reach perfection. It's a constant growth cycle. Never fully reaching our full capacity, but just always getting better. And that's just how it works. That's how life is. So, but I do want you to feel free to reach out, shoot me an email, reach out via the Anchor app. They have voice messaging on there. Let me know things that you want to discuss. If you want to get a third party opinion on anything, if you want to share a victory or a success with me, if you want to share a defeat, you know, I'm right there in the trenches of life, alongside each and every one of you. So don't be afraid to seek help or encouragement. Don't be afraid to, ask somebody for guidance that has no skin in the game. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean that you have to listen to that person, whether it's me or whoever that you ask. It doesn't mean that you necessarily have to listen to that person, but they may give you an insight that you didn't necessarily think of, and maybe that helps you bridge the gap between what you're thinking and what that person was thinking into a whole new idea. You never know. So don't be afraid to do that if you feel so inclined to do so. So with that, I hope you guys have a great Memorial Day weekend. I have Monday off, so I have a 3-day weekend that is exciting. So I hope everybody stays safe, and I'll catch you next time.